Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you this morning from the Aglet Theater Company, Macy Levin. Good morning, Macy.
Good morning, Marshall. What a greeting. My goodness me, oh my.
That's right. Well, you've been up for hours like me. You deserve a greeting like that.
Thank you so much.
I guess we're going to talk about what's going on at Dewey Hall.
Correct.
Well, this is Edward Albee's occupant.
No. That was earlier.
Oh, which one is it then?
This is Ghost Rider by Michael Hollinger.
I do not have that in front of me. That's my error, my first one of the year. I
mean, first of the year, I'm sure.
Until December 7th.
Okay. It is on December 15th, a week from Saturday. This Saturday. It is a very interesting play. Actually, it's based upon the relationship between Henry James and his secretary. The story concerns Franklin Woolsey. I am directing, and I am also appearing as Franklin Woolsey, who dies mid-novel. And his secretary, Myra Babbage, continues to write the novel. Now, the big question is it she, or is she channeling him? Woolsey's wife, Vivian, comes in, and she and Myra have a confrontation over how to explain Myra writing the rest of the novel. It is done in flashbacks. The dialogue is very interesting. The ideas are very interesting. Not only it's not merely about the supernatural thing of channeling. It's also about what a writer does and how a writer works. And it's also a bit of a love story. Interesting play. I don't think it's ever been done in this area or in New York City. It's, the playwright Michael Hollinger works primarily in Philadelphia. He has had other things done all over the country. I'm afraid nothing of great fame, but he's a solid regional playwright. And again, the dialogue is very interesting. The characters are interesting, and hopefully the staging, which I am doing, will be interesting.
Well, and what makes it more interesting is afterwards you get to have that conversation.
Correct. For those who may not know what happens, we do two performances on Saturday. These are staged readings. For the matinee, the doors open at 1:30 for complimentary beverages and refreshments. The reading is at 2 o'clock, and the discussion follows the play, led by a really brilliant discussion leader. Happens to be my wife, but that's not the reason why she's brilliant, although that helps. In the evening, doors open at 7 o'clock, and then the readings at 7:30, and again followed by the discussion. And the discussion that Gloria Miller leads focuses on the play. She will accept questions like, how long did you rehearse, and stuff like that, but what she wants to deal with is the content of the work, the playwright's intention, the thematic ideas, etc.
You know, it's interesting for people who've never been to a reading like this, and then with the discussion afterwards, when Jake was in Assumption, he was in a theater group, and they did this. And there was about 40 of us that watched this, 40, 45 people. And after the play, the discussion came up, and people were afraid to ask. It was about violence and involved abuse, sexual abuse. All the questions ended up being incredibly poignant and right on market and dealt with what happened on stage, but also transferred it to what was happening in real-life society. That's the great thing about the question-and-answer session that you have after your plays, is that not only do you delve into the play and to the characters, but then inevitably people will compare it to what's going on in certain situations today.
Correct. We have a very loyal set of subscribers and other audience members, and they do look forward to discussions. We have found in the last several years that most people will stay and will not leave. They want to participate, they want to hear, they want to have things clarified, and that's what a good discussion does.
And in your discussions, because I have not been there yet, in your discussions, do people get into like counterpoint, where somebody sees something in the play and discusses it, and then somebody sees something else in the same situation?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We don't have arguments.
No.
We do have discussions.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're not arguments. But people, everybody, you know, the eyes and the ears see things and react things differently.
Of course. Of course. We're all human.
Yeah. And that's what makes the discussions actually really great. Yeah.
And we've had different experiences. And so we bring our lives into the discussions.
It really is. If you have never experienced a play reading like this, and also went to Macy, that we should let people know, is that even though it's a reading, the people that you have on stage and the people that have rehearsed this, it's you're not just sitting there and seeing people reading a script. It really is pretty amazing how people will get involved with it.
It is fully staged.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There are a number of places that that they will do a reading. They'll pull the actors together in an afternoon and do the reading at night, and it's done primarily with music stands. We rehearse, depending upon the difficulty of the piece and what the director feels is needed, we will rehearse for several weeks, which is what I am currently doing. I started rehearsing Ghostwriter 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we still have another, you know, full week to go. So we want the actors to be very comfortable, to be virtually off book, so that the relationship between the characters is not limited by having to read everything and keeping the eyes down looking at the script. The actors that we use are very experienced. In this particular play, beside myself, and I've been doing this theater stuff for a very long time. But then Deanne Halper plays Mrs. Woolsey, and if people know that name, it's because she does all kinds of things all over the Berkshire theaters, and she's worked in Manhattan, as has a new actress to us. Her name is Carla Lewis, and she's done a lot of work in the city, and she's done some work up here, and ironically, she's a former student of mine, once again, years and years ago. So that is our cast, just the three of us, and we really work well off each other.
Well, they're always great to go to, and the bonus is you get refreshments when you get there at first. And Dewey Hall is turned into they're really working and making Dewey Hall an entertainment center here. And it's right there in the middle of Sheffield. You can't miss it,
right.
on the left-hand side. And I like the way that you've taken the shows now and put them all on one day.
Yeah, we do that. That's comfortable. Our actors are also doing other things besides what we do. In fact, Ms. Lewis was down in Manhattan yesterday. She had a call back for a show. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that for her. And Deanne is always involved in something.
Well, once again, it's the Aglet Theater Company. December 15th at Dewey Hall, Ghostwriter. And the show's doors open at 1:30 and 7 p.m. There's complimentary beverages and refreshments. Reading begins at 2 and 7:30. The discussion follows that. Tickets and more, well, for reservations, 860-435-6928. But you can get tickets at the door as well, right, Macy?
Yes, yeah. Or they can email Aglet Theater, that's theater with an R-E, at comcast.net. Tickets are $30, $20 for students 18 and under. And we're too small to take credit cards, so it's cash or check.
All right. Well, Macy, sorry I screwed up in the beginning, but then again, like I said, I made it till December 7th without making a mistake.
I will not hold it against you, even though I've been stricken.
That's right. Macy, good luck. And once again, Aglet Theater at Dewey Hall, December 15th.
Thank you, Marshall. You take care.
Take care.
And no more mistakes.
All right, and happy holidays.
Thanks to you, too.
All right, bye-bye.